Thank you. My eulogy will be real short. If you look at beside the altar, you'll see a cross depicted. Something, not the same one that Christ died on, but you'll see the ragged edges on the side. You'll see the whole thing and its splendor as far as I'm concerned. If you notice, when you entered the church, it was the same type of old cross built out of some pines by Hoyle. And he wanted to depict it, that some of those edges and rough parts are part of us, of our own lives. We don't know what comes down the pipe, but in it all, we can find it all in the cross of Christ our Lord. If any man were to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Crosses are not easy to carry. They hurt. Sometimes they skin your back and your shoulder. Sometimes they make you fall. And sometimes you pray to God that you wouldn't have to carry one. But in it all, and through it all, there's that saving, loving power of God through Jesus Christ, who gave himself for each of us. And at the very last, the seven last sayings of the cross, the very first one, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Do I think those crosses are beautiful? Well, I'm odd anyway. Yes, I do. I think they depict me, and I think it depicts all of us. And sometimes we've stepped over to one side or down beside of our bed or in the car or wherever it might be and say, Lord, I love that boy of mine or my daughter or this person or that person. I love doing things for you, but couldn't you take just a little bit of this away? And we hear him when he says back to us, come unto me, all ye that love. Oh, I'll have to admit, the many conversations we had and the many things that we were able to share together, which I'm truly grateful for, the one thing you'll always leave a lasting impression on me is that a cross, it made out of beauty, it only becomes beauty when we're willing to carry it. Ruth, you and the girls, and the grandsons, and in-laws, and what have you, have been willing to carry. And God bless you. I'd like to take this opportunity at this time to give anyone in the congregation an opportunity to say whatever they'd like to say about daddy, grandfather, uncle, what have you, friend. But I'm going to ask you to do some different things. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, to come up and come through here and to step up here. The reason for it is that we're trying to make a tape so that you folk can share in it later on. So anyone that would like to share, please feel free to do so at this time.